Home care, this is Shinda. How can I help you?
Yes, how you doing? Good morning. I was trying to reach Freedom Care.
Sure. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was directed by one of you guys as agents to contact the state, or I contact somebody to get my assessment appointment made. It was like a 1-866 number, and I was I misplaced.
Oh, so you want to call the state? You didn't call the state yet.
No, I need the number.
Oh, sure. So let me tell you, this is the first time that you're calling. Like, you never had the assessment done. This is the first time you're applying for home care?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you actually reach where a home care agency that can help you get the services, and I can have you transferred over to the state.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
So just to give you, you need some information before calling. Do you have your Medicaid ID handy? Because they'll ask for it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your Medicaid ID?
What'd you say, ma'am?
What's your Medicaid ID?
I can't hear you. You need the number?
Yes, please. I want to pull up the information before transferring. I want to see if we can
I got to dig through my paperwork. It's going to take me a minute.
No problem. Just let me know when you have it.
Do you have the number handy by chance?
Yeah, but I can only do the transfer once I have the information.
Okay. Can you give me the number so I can write it down?
I wouldn't be able to do that because it's a transfer we do. We transfer.
Okay. Give me about 10 seconds. I should run across it. Yeah, for some reason I can't locate it, so I'm gonna have to get that information for you.
Okay. Maybe I can pull it up with your date of birth and social.
Okay, we could try that. My date of birth is October 13th, and that's 1979. And you say you need my social?
Yeah.
My social is 495-820727.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up.
Yes, ma'am. Man, I gotta get some weed off.
Sorry, it will take another minute or two because I'm trying to. For some reason, we're locked out of the portal from Medicaid. Just give me a minute, okay?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, yes.
Okay, is that working for you?
It's just give me a minute because I'm trying to pull up your information, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, for some reason the system is not working now. So if you don't have your Medicaid ID or DCN, we cannot call the state.
Okay.
So I could call you back once I figure, or would you be able to check anywhere for it? If not,
yeah,
I'll have to call you back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make a phone call and just get back with you.
So do you want to take my direct number?
You say what, ma'am?
You want to take my direct number, so when you call, just go to me directly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for my number.
I'm ready.
314.
Uh-huh.
501.
Uh-huh.
2521.
2521?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Chindel.
Can you spell it?
Sure. S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
One more time, ma'am.
S is in Sam, H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
C-E-L?
D as in David, E-L.
Okay, D-E-L. Okay, and how do you pronounce that?
Chandel.
Chandel, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Is that like Spanish or?
No. No, not Spanish. Mm.
Because my name is unique too. My name is Rivera.
Oh.
And it's like Puerto Rican descent.
Mm-hmm. Rivera?
Rivera.
Rivera?
R-I-V-E-R-A.
Mm. Oh.
So it's like,
yeah.
It's kind of like river with an A?
Yeah. Is that a Spanish name? I think so.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hispanic, Spanish, Latino.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so is that all I need to do?
Well, I'll
call
definitely
you
call you back, and I'll try to figure, yeah, I'll try to fix this, and then I'll call you back.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a blessed day.